Okay, Daf Yomi, Thursday night. Today is Daf Kuf Chaf Hei, I believe. We're going to see how far we can get. Thursday is Daf Kuf Chaf Hei. On Kuf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, we're talking about a Bechor getting Pishnayim. There's a din, he does not get Pishnayim, Beroi, Kibbe Mutsuk. Different gradations of what's considered that the father was Mutsuk in it or not. We're talking now about a debt that was owed to the father. And the Gemara says on the Kuf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Omer le'Ravacha Barav le'Ravino Ikla Memela Asrim. The Dorish Bechor Noitel Pishnayim B'Milva Adaloi B'Ribis. This is in Shittos Chachomim. According to Rebbe, it's no worse than every Shvacha de Memela, and you get Pishnayim in that. But according to Rabbanon, so they're murdered by Milva, but not by the ribbis, which is considered a new thing popping up. So that's, according to Rabbanan, not called Mukhsok, but Ra'oi, and the Bechor does not get Pishnayim. Amalei Nardoi L'Tamayim. Amemar and Rav Nachman were from Nardoi, different Doiris though, so they go L'Shitosom. The Omar Rabba Gavu karka yesh lo gavu mos ain lo. Rav Nachman omar gavu mos yesh lo gavu karka ain lo. Rabba and Rav Nachman both hold that a Bechor gets Pishnayim in a milve, and they're both going in Chitos Rabbanan. Again, in Rebbe there's no difference. They each, so now Rabbanan amode that by milve you get. That's the Shita that we had before of Bnei Eretz Yisrael. But Rabba and Rav Nachman both make a differentiation that we've never seen yet. One is, and it's the opposite. Rabba says karka is considered muchzuk because there's a shibud on karka. The father had a shibud, so before the father died, he was called muchzuk in the chov because of the shibud. He had a lien. That's something almost tangible that he had, so it was called muchzuk. But double mos ain't lo, because mos is like metaltalin. There's no shibud on mos, so that's roi. That's not muchzuk. For Rav Nachman Amar the other way around, double mos yesh lo, that's called muchzuk because money out, money in. We look at the money as a replacement money for the money that the father lent out, and therefore gavu mos yesh lo, but gavu karka ain't lo, because that's a new gevia. So that's nischadesh after the father's death. So it's only roi, not muchzuk. Amalei Abaye v'Rabba l'didoch kasha l'Rav Nachman kasha. I have a stira on both of your shitas. I'm going to show you that you're inconsistent. You said something in other places which is mamash inconsistent with what you're saying now. L'didoch kasha, what's fair on you? First of all, in Svara, Maishna mos delo. The lav hani mos shavukavuon, because you're saying it's roi, logically. Because this is not the money of the father. Karka nami, lav hokarka shavukavuon. He never had it. The Rashbam points out the crux of the taina, which is the haviboy loy v'havim salak le bezuzay. The father might have had a lien, but the lover had the right to erase the lien by paying him money. So that's not such a strong having of the father, because he could have always been forced to take money rather than collect on the lien. So he never really had this karka. And the Rashbam says that's the svara. The old... Thank you. Hamar hu da'omar, we're going with the Bach. Hamar hu da'omar, you yourself said the stavra time of the Bnei Ma'arova, the ikodim saftov, the zovno zvino zvini. So you have to know the whole story here. We're going to learn it in the Rashbam. We're going to have it later in the Daf. Rabba the Omar Ba'ub the Rabba, he called him Rabba, he was his Rebbe. The Omar Ba'ub the Dahisafta, Tahavilo Bas Ben Benot, and the Su of the Baal. So there was a Sata grandmother, and she had, so the person wrote over his nechosim to the Savta. You can do that, right? He gave it to her, and he said, La'achar misa, uruya hi yavya hibas liyorsha, umesa hibas. v'chakach meisu ha-savta. In other words, the granddaughter died, then the savta died, and now the husband, Reuven, wrote over his nechosim to the savta. And he said, these nechosim should go to you, and after you, instead of going to your yorishim, it should go to my yorishim. That's what he wrote. A person has a right to do that. It's a kind of a complicated chalois. It's called mechosai lof afrecha leploini. You can do that. And then his yorishim don't yorishim, but it can go to whoever you want it to. And we'll see why. We'll see different reasons why you can do that. Agaponim, this person did this to the savta. Umeisai bas, and she died. V'chakach meisai ha-savta. Also Baal, now the Baal comes, because Tova Yerusha Sazukena Kilo Ishto Kayemis, because that was his daughter. He said, after you, it should go to my Yerushim. So my Yerushim is the daughter. And now the husband, Yerushim is the daughter. So he came and he mourned the Nechasim, he demanded the Nechasim. Veshochu Mitam, the Hainu B'nai Maroba, Shein Baal Notel, a Baal is also, we know there's a concept called Yerushas HaBaal, even though the husband is not a blood relative of the woman, of his wife, but he yarshins his wife and he comes first. But there's a rule, Ein HaBaal Notel Beroy Kivamuchsa. Only if it was Muchsa by the wife, not if it was Roy to come to her. Shein HaBaal Notel Mish. Yeah, so he doesn't get these karkos. Shum dahadi hani karkos ruyan leishto ruyan. And Thomas Oskena b'chayel. The Savta would have died first, so then it would have gone to his yorishim, which is this girl. Or a meisi b'chayel Oskena. But the problem is she died first. Shena bal noto b'roi kibemuchzuk. Okay. Roma Rabba, and Rabba said, "Mistaver time of the bnei ma'arava. Shena bal yoreish tavalei roi b'lei muchzuk lebas." As long as the Savta was alive, ain't the Bas Bahim Klum, the Bas Taka had nothing. And a manifestation, the Raya, or the manifestation of her lack of having, is that the Savta could have sold it. There was nothing stopping the Savta from selling the Nechasim. He said if the Savta dies and the Nechasim are left, then it doesn't go to her Yerushim, it goes to my Yerushim. But she had the right to sell them. The Gemara is going to develop it when we learn the sugya. The Rashbam is giving us a synopsis now. So if that's what my Rava paskin, that the ability of the person who actually has the karka to sell it negates the muhzak of the one that's roy to get it, and he's only called a roy, not a muhzak. So here also, came Elo Nixay Halove. The Lova could sell the Nechasim. Nothing can stop a Lova that could sell the Nechasim. And he gets, other than he gets money, and he has to pay up the money. Other than he said, Ruyam and Liglas Amal the Choyda Mehem, but Kibish Vagili de Amal, but Amal never got it, Mechayim. Ruyam saying, the Hoyavi boy, Loiva, Abin Zobin Lahud, Loiva would have sold the Karka. And he would have given the Malva the money, and the boy, you could have gotten rid of him with the money. Oh, but Karka Acheres, what's me zoo? Built a hot Karka out of the Roy, and a Bukhar Notel Beroy, Pishnaim. So Karka, in other words, the gist of the Gemara's question is, first of all, Maishno Mol's Maishno Karka, and second of all, that which you suggested or implied, that the Karka has a lien. But we see from the story of the Savta that the fact that a person can go ahead and sell it, and the person that's omeid to get it, that's roi to get it after them, can't say boo, can't stop it. So that puts it squarely in the reshus, in the domain of the first person, not of the second person. So it blinds roi. Just like by the Savta, the husband was not Yairish. It was Enabal Notel Beroi Kibamuchsuk. And it's called roi to the girl, because the Savta could have sold it if she wanted to. So here also, what are you telling me stories? The Lova could have sold it, so that would negate it being muksuk to the father, to the Malva, and the Mela, the Bukhar, can't get the Shnayim in it. That's the problem with Rabba's reasoning. We have Nachman Kashya, so the first Kashya is basically the same, just turned around. Imagine the karka below. The love of karka shovel kavua only used to be over this karka, so it's only ro'u. Most nami love honey most shovel kavua, even if you look at it as replacement money. But it's not this money, it's not these coins. Move away, tzonditna, right? And this is other money. So why should it be called musuk? The old, a din, where again Rav Nachman is caught. Now Rav Nachman is caught in an inconsistency, in a seeming inconsistency. However, Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Baravua, Yisomim Shegobu Karka B'chobus Aviyen, Balchob Choser B'gobim Mehen. What does he say? That karka ainlo. You're not called, you are not called a muksuk because of your lien. But Rav Nachman said it then as follows. Now, Yisomim, the father owes money and he dies. So the debt only has to be paid from the estate, from the karka. The Rashbam Shita is even more convenient that a Balchov is only notel, b'muchzot, not b'roy. It's a mishaylan rishonim, but either he doesn't take b'roy or he takes b'muchzot, but he certainly doesn't take in money that the Yorshim got afterwards, because he can only take from the money that the father had, b'shas mitza, and the father owed it. He can only deal with the father. He can't push his chov onto someone else. So they buy karka afterwards, after the father's death. He can't take from that karka. They don't personally owe him money. They don't have a personal obligation to him. But he does say that if they collected karka for a debt the father had, they collected it. So even if they collected it after the nisa of the father, that's Balchov could be gove it. Because we look at it that the father had it mechayim. The Gemara assumes at this point. So that certainly should be enough to make it be called the muksuk. Even in Mamanus, it allows the Balchayv to collect from it. So that means it's something the father had. Or even more simple, the Mandiyam when it holds the Balchayv cannot be greater Baroi. So Mamish, right? By saying the Balchayv can take it, you're saying it's muksuk. So why isn't it muksuk in your case? Amalei loyla didi kasha. I can answer all your kashas on everyone. Time of the Bnei Ma'arava Kamrinon, the law on Lo Sfirulahu. We have to see the Rashbam here. Vishinu Yehudu Kamashani Rabba, this is his teretz. Another Rachman Lo Sfirulon, the Bnei Ma'arava, the Sholchu Mitam Klal. We don't hold that the sheet of Bnei Ma'arava, that this is called the Shevach that the Bechor gets, even according to Chachamim. And now we're looking to maneuver. Oh, is it Karka? Oh, is it Moses? El Kavidim HaShvul, Domer Alibid Rabbonon, end of story. Ein HaBechor Neutel Pishnayim B'milva, like we had before. Because the Baskina Nami Hilksala Kamon, Loishnu Gabu Moses, Loishnu Gabu Karka, Ein HaBechor Neutel Pishnayim, which would fit in with Rabbonon, that even Shvachat HaMemela, the Bechor does not get Pishnayim. The feel of the Rav Nachman Domar, yes, I, that kasha is still shver, the Rashbam's bothered by. You didn't really answer your kasha. You said you don't know like the Bnei Ma'arava, you hold like Shmuel, who holds that Rabbonon don't hold of being gove, that the Bechor gets Mishnayim in any milba whatsoever. But what happened to the kasha? The Rashbam's bothered by the kasha from Rav Nachman's din is still shver. It should be called it was muksuk by the father before he died. But the Rav Nachman Diyomi Yisomim should go to Kaka B'chayim Avien Balchov Chozer B'Govah Oso Mehen Afilu Ochi Moidu Delegabi B'chor Olo Choshev Kaka Aloi V'muksuk L'malva V'lo Shoko B'chor Pishnayim Tid V'askin and Uksal Kamon. Yeah. The Hocha Hainu Tamad Rav Nachman Tid V'forish B'chor Perikol Shor Tid V'balchoy V'bayom L'mafreya Hu Goyve. So in Mamish Lamafer Gove, it belonged to him, the Kaka belonged to him from the beginning. Rabba Mikana Labu Gove, the Lokoshiv Muksuk Elam Shaz Gdiya the Elech. Who could before show some time of the Rabba. Kibin Abele Zuzi Abba Masalak lay this very same Svara. Powers Rabba. That since the Malve could be Masalak about Choy with money, Ishtak Ahtahashtu Dukani. So it's yours from when you collect it. You don't say Lamafreya who gold it. Ah, you must be on the rubber, the yes rubber there. The father can go take it. It's like the father had it mechayim. That would be beautiful if we would hold it. It's mukzah. They bought the chosim after their father died. Mishani, the Gemara's answer is that the Balchoy doesn't take it because of Mukhsan. The Gemara doesn't say any of this. This is the Rashbam talking. We still have the Kasher of Nachman. Why can't a Bechor take from it? Why can't a Bechor take from it if the Balchoy can take from it? So we say the Balchoy can take from it because of Shibud the Rav Nosa. Not because it's considered like the father had it Mechayim, but because if he owes him and he owes him, so then he owes him. So the Balchayv Mamish was owed the money by the debtor of the dead father when the father was still alive. He owned that debt because of this Dina Rav Nosson. He's not collecting it because it's called that the father had it Mechayim because of Muksuk. He's collecting it because of someone owed the father and the father owed him, so that person owes him. So he, even before the father died, he had a lien on this property and he's collecting that lien. He's mishumet to me because of Dina Rav Nosson. Therefore, the karka is not called muksut because of the fact that you can sell it. And mikana lahaba who go there. But still, it makes sense that the karka they collect in the death of the father, their balchayv can come and take it from them. Because of the Dina Rav Nosson, Shibud Rav Nosson. Okay, let's go weiter in the Gemara. My Safta, the Hud Amaluhu, someone declared, Nechosai L'Safta, either he was a Shchiv Mera, or maybe he wrote it in a Shtar, and it's Havot. Havilei brought that he had a daughter, to have an asiva who was married. Shchiva b'chayei baila, she died. U'b'chayei safta, the grandmother was also alive. Also the shchiva safta, also baal the katova. The baal demanded the money, claiming that he was also a yorish. He said, after your death, it should go to my yorishim. So my Yorishim includes the Baal, because he would have been Yorish the daughter. Amar Avuna liyarsi ba'afilu liyarsi yarsi. So the husband would be included, the Yorishim of my Yorishim. Rav Anan Omar liyarsi b'lo liyarsi yarsi. Sholchu mitam uchza kavosei d'Rav Anan, that the Baal does not get it, but b'lad mitaymei. He doesn't get it. The lovely time may, not for his reason. His reason was that there's no matana to him because liyorshai below liyorshai yorshai. The rabbanon sabra abagadavale bro librate also lo yoris wouldn't have been. It would be a son because it's also yorshai yorshai. So he limited the kinyan to you to the safta, not to your sheha. And even to him, the Yarsi, below the Yarsi, Yarsi. Below he, but we're giving a different reason. Dilu habalei brala brate badai yoris. Ubal hainu time of the yoris, mshum dabalei roi. Bein abal noitel beroi kiba mukhsul. So that's why the Baal couldn't get it. Not because of the Lashon didn't include him. Certainly the Lashon didn't include him. But why couldn't he be Yorish? Because Ein Abal Notel B'Roi Kibbe Muchsa. So you see, so it's called Roi. The Gemara asks, Mechal de Rav Huna Sovar, Baal Notel B'Roi Kibbe Muchsa? The Rav Huna gave it to the Baal, so what would he hold? Does he hold you're Yorish Roy? That the Baal gets Roy? Amr Belozer, Dovers and Niftach Bigdoilim and Estayim Bigtanim. Rabbi Huna started explaining himself, we'll finish it up. That there's a direct haknoah to the Baal. When we say that it means liyorshai, achrecha liyorshai below liyorshe yarshoi, so that's chal now, and at the rabba, the yorshe yorshai have the guf hakarka, and the sata can only eat peiris. There's a complete turnaround from what's going on here. Now we say that he gave the guf hakarka to whoever, to whomever he gave it to. Yorshai, yorshe, yorshai, and the sata gets peiris. That's what it means. Koloim achrecha kana meyachad domi. You have it from now. Omar Rabba mistaber time of the bnei my rava. Why? Because them sata the zodna is vini. She could sell it. So if you say she only has a schus for the payrus, she wouldn't be able to sell it. So you see that we're not going. that it's not called roi to the isha, and that's why the Baal should not get it. Omar Rav Papa, Hilchsein Abal Noitel Beroi Kibbe Muchzuk, Vein Abuchor Noitel Beroi Kibbe Muchzuk, right? Vein Abuchor Noitel Pishnayim Bemilveh. We're basically paskening like the strictest view of Rabbanon, that Milveh is always Ra'ui, it's never called Muchzuk. Vein Abuchor Noitel Pishnayim Bemilveh, Bein Shagobu Karga, Bein Shagobu Mahos. Umilveh She'imo, if the Bechor owed money to the father, then maybe, then Palgi, they split it. What's the Svara here? There's a Svara, you find the Svara sometimes, that because of the Kiruv Das between the Bechor and the father, we say that he gave. It's a hard concept, and I'm not sure what it means. He gave the father more rights in the property, like a stronger lien. Apparently there's such a thing, that you can give weaker liens and you can give stronger liens. So because he was his son and he owed him money, so, and he wanted Pishnayim, he realized that if the father dies, he'll get Pishnayim if the father's Muchzuk. So he was actually apparently makne him already a share in the money, so that the father should have something mechayim, so it would be called muchzuk, and amele he gets pishnayim. So that's milva she'imo, but palgi meaning we're not sure if it's called muchzuk. In other words, you say this svara that the bechor meant to give the father a stronger rights to the money, so it's not clear. So palgi, that's a din of a moment of mukul b'sofik chalkin. So what he actually gets, they split the chelik b'chayra, and they split the chelik b'chayra. Right, one chelik he gets, then the other one the chelik b'chayra. They split that. They split that extra shear. Because the moment I'm with the b'safik chokin. Let's go weiter. This is tomorrow's daf now. Kuf chavod. Omar Avuna Maravasi. Bechor Shemicha. We had before that if the brothers are the one that are Mashbiach and Achasim, it wasn't Shvachah de Memeila, but the brothers went in there and they were Mashbiach and Achasim, let's say, with their money, then everybody's Moedah, the Bechor does not get Pishnayim. That's no way, that's called Muchzuk, that's a show called Roy. Omar Avuna Maravasi. Bechor Shemicha, Micha. If he told the brothers, don't be Mashbiach and Achasim, I'll be Mashbiach, what's mine. I have now Pishnayim, he's thinking. I'll work a little on it, whatever, and I'll get the double of the Shevach, because I have the double of the thing. So he says, don't go into it now, then I won't get Pishnayim, then it'll become a bigger estate. But I don't get Pishnayim from that extra of the estate. If I let it become part of the estate now, then I won't get Pishnayim. I'll get like a regular brother. So he says, don't be Mashbiachit, then he figures he'll get Pishnayim, and then he'll be Mashbiachit, and then he'll Mamela have Pishnayim of the Shvach.
because he has the shnayim of the Karen. So the way to do this is by being moche and saying, I don't want pishnayim. So Omer Avunam Ravasi b'chor shemicha micha, and he doesn't get, no, I'm sorry, he's micha that they shouldn't be mashbiach in the nechassim, so his macha helps and he gets pishnayim. But if they went ahead, so some say this is pashat a knas mit the rabbanon, but they didn't listen to him, so we cancel by saying it's a knas. We cancel by saying that he does get the pishnayim, and some say that by being moiche he's taking the pishnayim now as a bechor, and a mela, anything that the karka is mashbiach accrues to his chelik of the karka automatically. Because if he would take the karka, so certainly he would get pishnayim in the shevach, because it's his karka. Once they split it, then of course he gets that much of the shevach. We're talking about before it's split.
This time he has to have Eidim, he has to say this different claim.
Yeah.
So then he gets what? He gets double of what it's worth, but now they improved it.
Yeah, then he gets double of the improvement also. Okay, we'll stop here. I can't continue. Okay. We'll try to catch up next week. We will catch up. We're learning Sunday night.
So Sunday, you continue from there?
Yeah, I'll continue from here. And I hope to catch up. I had a rough day.
Yeah.